Welcome back to the Captain's Run. And Smithy, we have been inundated, absolutely flooded, if you would, with texts.
Yes.
What have we got there, mate?
Now, we've got a couple of good ones here. Hey, boys, back in the day, it was rain, hail or shine. No council, canning the game every week. Remember, nearly drowning in 4 inches of sludge at Wyong back in the day. Great memories. That's what it was like, mate, wasn't it? And we got one more here. Boys, how are yous? Had a ball float in on a scrum feed at Ipswich Grammar, number 4 oval in the early 90s. It was the best day ever.
Mate.
There you go.
They were.
Bring it back.
They were.
Bring it back.
Surely. Get the boys in. And girls, just get them in the mud.
Yeah. Mud in the face. Remember the mud in the face, eh? And you had the water boy had to run out and you'd squirt get all the mud out of your eyes. You'd be covered in rubbish and
I know,
so good.
I know I was playing soccer, but I'll just never forget. There was a different feeling of like, once you got into the zone of a wet game, like yep. just the mental thing of like, I'm just getting amongst it. It just felt good. I'm just yep. amongst it. Yep. Now, let's get to some injury news. Okay, so I want to read out to you. This is over the last week, just the last week alone, and I might actually even be missing some of the, you know, the fringe players, but yep. the last week alone. Mitch Moses, foot fracture, up to 8 weeks. Reece Walsh, face fracture, 4 to 6 weeks. Nathan Cleary, hamstring, 2 to 4. Lindsay Collins, hamstring, 2 to 4. Scott Sorensen, knee, 3 to 4. Bryce Cartwright, who has been named this week, but it says he could be out for up to 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, if he's broken his ribs, I don't know why he'd be playing this. That'd be insanity. Toby Rudolph, foot, 4 weeks. Dale Finucan, concussion, 1 week. Tuipiki, concussion, 1 week. Tino, ACL, done, season. Cotter, ankle, 1 to 2 weeks. Cam Murray has limped off training. Brendan Piacora limped off training and will not play this weekend. Sandon Smith, elbow, 3 to 6 weeks. That is in 1 week of rugby league.
Mm.
Is there a concern here, Smithy? Is this just a really bad, you know, unlucky week? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think on the most part, like if you look at some of those, a lot of them, face fracture, head knocks, foot fracture for Mitch Moses, they're a little bit unlucky. But when you look at the soft tissue stuff, like the hamstrings, even ACL with Big Tino, they're the concerning ones for me anyway. And this has been a recurring thing with Nathan Cleary. If you remember, it was last year, wasn't he? He did his hamstring.
Yeah.
Missed about 6 weeks. So I don't know. Is it because of the current game and the way it's played? I don't know. Just this weekend, it just seems like there's just carnage for all the players playing out there. And I guess that'll be a discussion that would be going around the clubs at the moment is the game and the form in which it's played at the moment, is it looking after the players as far as injuries concerned, or are we just seeing more and more soft tissue injuries? Because there's no doubt, there is no doubt about it, the game has never been faster than it is right now, in which the way it's played, particularly with new rules that have been introduced, Kempe. And also adding to that, I don't think the ball in play time, which is, you know, the amount of time that you see the players actually playing, so not including when the ball's kicked in a touch or it goes dead or you're waiting for a dropout or a kickoff, the actual ball in play time has never been as high. And there's been rules changed to make it that way. I think that's the NRL were concerned about how much dead time there was. That's why the scrum was removed. And now that it's a quick changeover where the ball goes into touch and the opposing team just brings it infield and plays the ball. So there's no doubt there's more stress on the players' bodies. And they're playing enormous amounts of games as well.
Mate, this is, you know, I understand sometimes when the RLPA and the NRL clash last year, I think it was, and it's very hard for a fan because you're sitting there, you're going, I love this game. Come on, boys. Like, I wish I could play rugby league and use a whinging about the amount of games you play and you're on a big wicket. So I get it. I understand where the fans are coming from with that. But this is why the RLPA, in my opinion, dug their heels in so much about the NRL being able to add on more games without having to ask them. I think it was 2 that the NRL was saying each year they could add 2 or something along those lines. Look, I'm happy to see the stats and compare year on year and also, you know, maybe even decade on decade. And maybe just because we're more focused on injuries these days, but it definitely does feel like there's been an increase in injuries. And logically, it seems like, okay, if we're going to increase the muscle mass, increase the weight, the fitness, the power, the speed, everything, plus we're going to increase the amount of repetitions of a game, so the amount of games we do each week, plus the training is going to be harder, plus all, like, in no areas of the game are we reducing the load or stresses on the body. We've only increased it. And so I would love for there to, because the problem is that this isn't from a position of like, oh, poor rugby league players and the, you know, being soft. This is from a position of, if you want the best product every week, you need to protect the players from injuries.
Yeah.
Because
by if you want the best product every week, mate, you need the players out there, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
They are the product. And at the end of the day, they are the product.
Absolutely. And the reason I say that is, like, we're all guilty of it. When Origin comes around, how excited are you for club footy? Honestly.
Sorry, is it on?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's coming from a fringy. I'm a fringy. So, like, I'm the guy that got the start, you know? And so I do think that I hope they are looking into this and really, I understand more games equals more revenue, but more games at less quality, does that equal more revenue? I'm not sure whether it does or it doesn't. Love to hear your thoughts in the text, guys. 0457-736-736. It's a conundrum because I get it. It's a product, and when you take that product, you want to have the most quantity of that product to people that are buyers, which are the networks, which are the, you know, punting, all that kind of stuff. Am I off the mark here, Smithy? What are your thoughts, mate?
I think overall, it's hard to know, right, without seeing black and white numbers on, because I'd like to think that the RLPA and the NRL, I'd like to think the clubs would at least have some sort of figures or stats on how many injuries that has been sustained in the NRL over the past couple of years. I think they do run numbers and make sure that they stay on top of that. As a business, if you're not doing that, then it's not an overly professional business, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not taking care of the welfare of your employees. But I don't know. Like, it's hard to say, is this a worse year than we've seen in previous years, and is it because of the games? I just wanted to state that, you know, from a player's point of view, the game has never been faster, and they're playing more game time than they have in, I think, the last 15 years, 20 years even.
Yeah.
You know, with the amount of time that the ball's actually in play. And you're right, how you mentioned too, like, the body shape has changed so much. Like, they are so big and strong these days.
Oh, mate. It's
massive. Like, you look across the lineups of an NRL team. Like, if you ever get an opportunity live at a game and you're sitting down almost on the ground level, just have a look across, like, the 17 when they line up. They are giant men. Giant.
Well, there's an argument. Most wingers, or a lot of the wingers today, would be front rowers 20 years ago. Genuinely. Mm.
Yeah.
With their size and their strength. Now, I understand the front rowers, if they got the same sports science that these players got, would be bigger. I get that. But if you just took a winger, like a few of the wingers, like your Sivos, your To'os, your Blake Fergusons, your, you know, Dallin, all these boys are big, big boys and could play in the middle of, you know, 20 years ago or so. Now, we'd love to hear your thoughts, guys. You know, as I said, it may be just because it's the big name, so we're going, whoa, that's a lot. And maybe if we went back through the numbers, there's no difference. And if there is no difference, that we would obviously sit here and say, oh, hey, by the way, guys, we've got the numbers in. There isn't no difference. We just seem to be more focused on it because maybe the landscape has changed. But we're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got plenty more rugby league to talk about, plus your texts.